This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free, and you can get the podcast there later today, too.
Hey, I just want to tell you real quick, this just handed to me. Highway 93 in Golden is closed in both directions. It's going to be closed for several hours, they said. Again, it's Highway 93 closed in both directions at Table Mountain to 58th Avenue.
I've been on that road.
Everybody
yep,
has.
Yep. That's a nice little drive, by the way. Really except today. It's not today, but it's a nice drive.
So closed in both directions, Highway 93 at Table Mountain to 58th Avenue for several hours.
I listened to this. It makes my blood boil. I need to know you, Carson. You're rooting for the Canadians tonight, you schmuck.
I'm going for the Canucks.
Wow.
Yeah, just terrible.
It's un-American. It's un-American. He's un-American.
Just go stand in the hallway for the rest of the show, if you don't mind.
Just move to Canada like it so much.
They booed our national anthem. They've called us names. They threw stuff at our players. And you're rooting for them tonight? Go USA! USA!
Oh,
Canada!
That's just rude. by the way, it's called like the Four Nations.
Nations tournament.
Who are the nations?
Sweden, Finland, U.S., and Canada.
I'm for Finland.
Well, I think they're out.
Yeah, they're eliminated. Yeah.
I'm for Sweden.
The championship is tonight. Yeah,
they're out of it too. Well, tonight's the championship.
Well, they can't call it Four Nations if there's only two.
It started with Four Nations.
Now it's the Two Nations tournament.
Yeah, the others got booted from it. Now they're down to the championship.
Well, then I'm not for those other two.
Yeah. I can't believe that you'd go for the Canadians. So that's just so un-American.
I gotta go with Makar, McKinnon, and Tate, boys.
When they step their feet back into our country, then you can root for them. But when they're up there, they're in Canada, let them go.
Yeah, it's rude on those players' part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You
come down here, make your money.
Yeah.
Then you go back up there and you play for the Canucks.
Yeah.
Canucks.
I'm for Finland.
I saw a story yesterday, and every now and then I'll see a story like this, and it makes me wonder about my memory, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you feel a little foggy, or you'll hear something, and you'll say, I don't remember that.
But everybody does that.
Well, good, because I'm starting to worry about me. So do you remember a $12 million heist at Cherry Creek Mall?
I do not.
Me either.
$12 million?
They made an arrest yesterday on a $12 million heist at Cherry Creek Mall, and supposedly it happened last year.
At like Hyde Park Jewelry or something?
Yeah, they took jewelry, they took clothes, they took all kinds of crap, but it was $12 million in the mall?
Yeah,
Are you kidding?
I don't remember that.
I don't.
And they made the arrest. I guess they cracked the case yesterday.
The burglary of the Hyde Park jewelry store at the Cherry Creek Mall took place when the mall was closed last July 21st. But the high-end jeweler and police said little about what happened. But now we've learned this man, Gustavo Salas Ortega, a 33-year-old from Chile with arrests in South America for theft, burglary, and robbery, is suspected in the Hyde Park heist, charged with theft of over $1 million and burglary. 3 months after the heist, here at the jewelry store in the Cherry Creek Mall, the FBI says Salas Ortega and a crew of thieves were involved in another sophisticated heist of a mall jewelry store in New Jersey. In that case, five.
Unbelievable.
Well, it sounds like they were keeping it on the down low.
Maybe. Yeah. But you wouldn't think that would leak.
No, because it said they didn't give very many details and all that. So I think they were on their trail of this like gang that were going and doing this. So
you know, I watch a lot of crime shows. Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to be a part of a heist. I think that'd be kind of cool.
You want to be lowered down wearing all black?
Yeah. Yeah.
And get the Hope Diamond?
I did. Yeah.
I going through the lasers?
I did. See,
and which wire do you cut?
Yeah.
So you don't make a mistake and cut the wrong one that sets off the alarms? Mm-hmm. Or where you have to crawl under those laser lights because they set off the alarms? You got to know where they are? I think it'd be fun to be a part of a heist.
I'm telling you, I've said this for years and I mean it. If you ever want to like just do some illegal stuff, just get a white Chevy truck and put a yellow light on the top.
Yeah,
you can go anywhere. You can park in neighbors, you know, yards.
No one asks questions.
And you can rob them. Just wear an orange vest. Get a white truck with a yellow light. You pull in their driveway. Nobody's going to question it. You look like a worker, right?
Yeah.
And then you wear the orange vest. You go and break into their house.
It's a piece of cake. All right, when we come back, more tips on how to rob people. Here on the BJ and JB Morning Show. We got more for you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BJ and Jamie.
I'll tell you right now.
What?
This is going to drive a wedge between you and I.
What? What is?
That cult you're going to join.
Scientology?
No. The Tesla.
The Tesla cult?
Yeah.
It's not a cult. It's a lifestyle.
No, it's not. It's a cult. You people are brainwashed into this battery thing that you're all electric. And, you know, I'm a friend of frackers.
Well, I know, but I'll plug it in. So the fracking still needs to be done.
I know. And it's not the same, Jamie. If you're not out there and fumes are coming out your tailpipe, you're burning fossil fuels like a jet, then you're not on my team anymore.
Well,
you're
not a part of me. Here's what happened. What happened was, so my car took a dookie, right? And so I was texting my son and I was like, the car is taking a dookie, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, and anyway, I've always had problems with that one car. So it has almost 100,000 miles. And so then he goes, why don't you get an electric car? And so he was talking about Lucid Motors. He was talking about the Rivian or what Rivian. And he was talking about Teslas and the new Tesla. And I said, well, when it's -6, like it was today, they're toast, just like Gerald. Gerald's the name of my car.
Oh,
we named him Gerald. And he said, Mom, not really. In the past, yes, but not anymore. Plus, you just plug it in every night. I would say it's a great choice for you because you don't maintain your car at all. So this is easy because all it needs is like tires, you know.
It's got less parts for sure.
Yeah, and he said, you never maintained your car, so this is a perfect choice for you. Is it a great choice to do long-distance travel at this time? No. But considering how you don't take care of your car at all for maintenance, these are a great alternative for you. He's just slamming the crap out of me.
Right.
You never have to get them serviced, really. And if you ever do, they come to you. Also, if you get a Lucid, you could get a huge... Oh, and he knows this guy. All right,
I never thought you'd go there. I really didn't. I didn't think you'd be a part of the cult, the Tesla cult that's out there on the road. You realize once you make this move, there's no going back. There's no going back to my side, okay?
But look at this new Model Y. It is sexy.
And
this
maybe
I do like the new body
isn't
style.
Isn't it pretty? Yeah. And so he sent me this. He goes, this is a new Model Y. It's brand new, killer sound system, 2x the range. Let's see here. And you can charge it to full battery in 30 minutes.
Yeah. And the other part, maybe I'm jealous. Maybe I'm just a little bit jealous because now you're going to have more in common with Slacker.
Well, then I called him.
Instead of BJ. And that kind of irritates me too. I'll be honest with you.
Well, yeah, because you and I don't really communicate it in the evening. And last night, Slacker and I talked for like an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but he loves his Tesla. He said he kind of doesn't like that people make fun of him for it, and that I'll have to get used to that. But he told me to get one. He said, it'll change your life. It's so great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The only thing I'm looking at both parking lots, and there's no charger.
Yeah, I know. You have to get a one installed in.
There's two that are kind of hidden over on this other side.
But yeah. I'm just saying in our parking lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely installed in your home for sure.
I hope you can't find a charger.
Carson has an electric car.
It's awesome.
He does?
Yeah. It's kind of like he and I are cool and you're not.
His is hybrid, isn't it?
No.
No,
it's all electric. It's all electric?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you drive it? Because the battery doesn't fire up.
He drove it today. It's in the parking lot right now as we speak.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. It's actually awesome. Because we've got one gas and one EV and it works out perfectly.
My accountant said, why don't you get a Ford Mach-E? I don't know what a Mach-E is. A macchiato? Mach-E. Isn't that a drink?
I think it's Ford Mach that's E for electric.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I would guess. I don't know,
but all I know is Slacker, Carson, and Jamie, super cool. Yes. BJ, not so much.
Well, it's not a club I want to be in. How about that?
Well, I do
How
already.
How about that?
You know, because I was telling Slacker last night, I'm like, I haven't even bought this car, and I already have anxiety about, like, can I get to Vail? Am I going to get to Vail? No.
Yeah, I wouldn't take it to the mountains.
Well, that's crap. I want to drive it.
Drive your Jeep to the mountains and then
that
have
car
your...
gets 8 miles per gallon.
Yeah, and I know, that makes no sense. What you just said made no sense at all. Why would you own a car that you can't go to the mountains with in Colorado?
But I'm the same way.
It's drive.
Yeah.
I'm the same way, though. I won't take an EV up to the mountains just because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I could plan a route. I don't know how many charging stations they have.
I don't want to think. It's already giving me anxiety.
To me, that's a deal breaker to buying a vehicle.
Yeah.
That's just an automatic deal breaker that I can't drive it to the mountains because I just don't know if I'll get home.
But when you have two, it doesn't matter because you just drive the other one up there.
Well, I know, but do you hear what he's saying?
Yeah, like, but you're missing the whole point. The point is I wouldn't have one parked in my driveway that couldn't make it to the mountains and back.
Right, because that seems like a weird sacrifice to pay that money.
I have that to a degree. I bought that little car. Remember that little Nissan I bought, the 370Z or whatever the heck it was?
Yeah.
And that thing literally had to be parked from October until May because of the snow. It would not go anywhere in the snow. And after about 2 years of that, I'm like, screw this. This is absolutely useless to me. And so I went and traded it in for a truck. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to have this thing parked for half a year.
Yeah.
Can't even drive it. Same thing with an EV.
But
you can't go up.
We can drive it every day. We just can't. We got to figure out in our heads, like, where do we charge it?
And not only that. This is even worse because you're having to park your vehicle for the entire year and not take it to the mountain. It's not even a snow issue. Even worse.
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Even in the summer, you don't know if it's going to make it or not. It's not a snow issue.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all year it can't go to the mountains.
It can. You just got to plan it out. You got to know where all the charging stations are.
But here's the
problem.
You
said you never would, though.
But here's the problem. Because when I rented one in San Francisco, and I've talked about this before. When I rented, I didn't even have a choice. In San Francisco, you have to take Tesla.
That's all they give you.
They don't have any other options. But every charger was either broken or the superchargers, those people just parked their cars and went in the mall, and all the superchargers were taken all over. And I don't know if it's because they have so many EVs in San Francisco, but they were taken or broken. And I was starting to panic that we didn't have enough charge to get back to the airport.
Yeah.
So,
well, from what I'm hearing, you're basically, when you go buy one, the perception is, according to Carson, that you're buying a city car. You're buying a car that you could drive around the Denver metro area, and that's it. Well, right, that's it. But, you're not going to head off to Kansas.
No, but I don't go to Kansas anyway. But
or New Mexico or Wyoming. But you're not going anywhere. Not,
like the only road trips I take is to the mountains.
Yeah. I'm just saying that you're buying a city car.
Right, but keep in mind, I don't maintain my car. My kid is right about that. I don't do the normal oil changes and all that stuff. And so this is really good for me just to have a car that doesn't need any maintenance. And if it does, they come to you.
Yeah, like we only get ours serviced every 10,000 miles. That's it.
And what do they do?
I guess they just check up on it, make sure the battery's good. Make
I mean, because
sure
all that my kid was telling me is that there'll just be a new download needed. And it'll automatically do it.
They'll give you more fluid, you know, all the fluids you need, because it still has some amount of fluids in it.
What, washer fluid?
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Brake fluid?
And some battery fluid and stuff.
What do you have?
I don't know. I'm not,
what do you have?
I don't know what kind
you
of
You might
want
to think about this a little bit more.
I don't know.
You came in gung-ho this morning after that conversation with Slacker. I wouldn't let Slacker talk me into anything.
No, it was my kid, too. It was my kid and Slacker talking me into it.
And he's already been in California too long.
But the thing is, they have a launch edition. Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know these cars are only $30,000? Is that crazy?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, $30,000 is, I mean, amazing. That's a great price for a car. 30 grand.
100%.
I want the launch edition, which unfortunately
there might
62.
Be a reason it's come down to that, though.
No, it's because, I mean, that was, I guess, Elon's point is he wants more people in him. Yeah. So he brought the price down for everybody.
All right. Well, looks like you're part of the cult now.
You know what? It's not a cult. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a cult. It's a cult. And I'm going to laugh at you. I can't wait for that battery to go out on you.
It's not going
to
go out.
Then it's
going to
be another $30,000 just to buy a battery.
No, because I'll be under warranty.
It's going to be a big, I told you so, Jamie.
Really?
Our battery's coming up to 100,000 miles.
If you're not burning petrol, then I don't want to talk to you. Love my fracking friends. They're back to work, by the way.
Who are?
The fracking friends.
I didn't even know they were out of work.
Oh, yeah. Remember they got canceled when they canceled all the stuff about 4 years ago.
I don't really keep up with stuff.
Well, there you go. Well, they're back to work,
I mean,
you know?
I don't keep up with
Thank
the fracker.
God.
Sorry. I didn't know.
BJ and Jim.
Right, this is a simple question. Do you think 16th Street Mall can be revitalized and people will go back? Because right now, nobody's going down there. Do you think it can come back? Now, they've spent a lot of money down there.
Lots.
What do you think? Do you think it's too
late?
Not
the way it is. I mean, if they don't get the homeless situation cleared up, because some of those people are very violent. I mean, there was just this guy that was beating up this woman near McGregor Square.
Yeah.
And somebody got involved and did the right thing and tried to stop him. And then the guy pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
wow.
We don't even hear about half the stuff because there's so much going on down there.
And I'm about to play you audio. I just grabbed this audio because they're thinking of a couple of things. The artwork that they can put on the front of buildings that have been abandoned because businesses have left, how they can change the name, and that's going
to
make a
big
difference.
They're going to change the name to what? To Piss Parkway? Wow.
Will you stop?
I'm angry.
That's a bad attitude you've got.
Sorry.
Okay, listen.
Well, it's ruined. I loved it down there, especially when we all worked down there. And now on what, Lawrence Larimer? Lawrence? Well, I forgot what street we were on.
We were on Lawrence.
800 years ago. But yeah, it was great. Yeah, but
we
now it's terrifying.
Yeah, Lawrence and 16th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the story. Okay. Then we'll go from there. And there's something missing from this story. And I think you'll detect it too, because Jamie's already hammered on it.
After spending $175 million on construction on the 16th.
We've already spent $175 million.
But didn't they only get like a few streets done? Remember, because they did that ribbon
16th
cutting.
16th Street.
Well, right. But what I'm saying is they didn't do like all of them, because remember that we thought, oh my God, the whole street is done. But remember?
Yeah, it was like a slow grand opening. They were like building up to it.
Yeah, you're right. It was just a portion of it, wasn't it?
After spending $175 million on construction on the 16th Street Mall, the concern now is making sure people actually come back to enjoy it.
The experience today is not the ultimate experience that we want on the 16th, and we need to do a lot to change that perception.
The price tag for new art, activities, and marketing was set at $1.9 million today at Denver City Council. Money the Johnson administration and the Downtown Denver Partnership argue is vital to making sure people return to a street that's been filled with fences and hard hats for years.
How do we bring color to the space, things that just feel like someone's taking care of it.
The nearly $2 million would go towards trying to get people to visit downtown again. It would fund events like live music and street markets. It would pay for security to make people feel safe in an area that's seen several high-profile crimes recently. And it would allocate money for art to cover up empty storefronts where businesses...
These people are idiots. They're down there talking about art. They're down there talking about color. They're down there talking about the facade on buildings. Address the real issue. People are scared.
Well, yeah,
they're
scared. Was the flight attendant that was stabbed was she on 16th Street Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not even bringing that up. You've got them sitting in these council meetings talking about colors.
Well, yeah, you know? I mean, they should. I mean, they mentioned security so people would feel safer, but out of the $2 million budget, they should just only talk about security.
Yeah. But they only say, like, only a few high-profile crimes have happened down there. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. Something happens every day down there. Yes, every single day something happens. We just don't hear about it, right? And you're afraid to go down there. That is the problem. And I do think you could revitalize it if you got rid of the crime.
Yeah.
If you got rid of it because it's a wonderful downtown area.
It is. It was always
and
great. Yeah.
I think people would go down there if you had, you know, the theater back in there and all that. But I just don't see it happening right now unless you address the real issue.
Well, because there's a lot of homelessness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nobody even mentions that word. They're afraid to even say it, Jamie.
Well, I asked the people, I told you this, I asked the people in Vail, why don't they have any homeless people? And they said, because they put them on buses and ship them out.
That's wild.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, they don't want to ruin tourism in Vail and, you know, all these high profile.
Because that's a lot of money.
Yeah, so they put them on buses with like a little bit of money and take them to a different town. So, with that in mind, where should we take them? Weld County?
Wyoming?
Well, I don't know. That sounds mean.
Well, why?
I don't know. I just don't want to participate in that one.
Relocation?
Yeah. Okay. Well, just don't come to Littleton. That's all. That's all I'm
saying. That's what I'm
saying.
Like, I think Weld is good.
Here, the last time...
you can just hang out there. There's not a lot to do.
I'll tell you, and not even the crime. Here's another part of it, too. When you're downtown... And the last time I was down there, this happened to me. And I might have walked maybe three blocks, four blocks, whatever. I probably got hit up for money no less than 10 or 12 times by someone, you know, wanting some money, wanting your change. That's a reason to stay away. That in itself, forget the crime part of it, just the nuisance, just being walking up and down the streets of 16th Street Mall and being harassed. Well,
and you're a man, try being a woman down there. It's scary. I mean, we all went down there for St. Patrick's Day, right? And we wanted to go bar hopping afterwards, which we did. But we stayed in a group, and there were times we were like, okay, all right, let's go into the bar, hurry. You know, because like somebody was following us and it was somebody with schizophrenia and probably didn't even know that they were making us feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. And even like they put a ton of money into that. What was it called? The milk market or something?
Yeah.
Like
that? Mm-hmm.
That place, they put a ton of money into that. And that thing is nice. It really is once you get inside. But that thing has been taken over now. When you go down there and you go into that milk market area.
Well, the alleys,
homeless people are everywhere. They're inside the place camping out trying to stay warm. And I get it. Okay, you want to stay warm. I get it. But it also keeps away people that want to go down there and have a good time.
Okay, new idea. Because I'm worried about the safety, because it gets down to -6. They take them to California, put them on the beach. I mean, if I'm homeless.
Yeah, California.
On the beach, got a nice tent. The ocean's right there.
Somewhere warm.
Warm and nice. What about that?
What is it everybody says that being homeless in Colorado just doesn't make sense?
It doesn't make sense. Let's get on a bus and let's go to California. And then I can give everybody a spear and they can go catch their own fish and they can cook it on the beach.
All right.
Metal detectors for everyone.
All right.
They can all find change.
Do we use the Elvis van to transport? Now, let me ask you a serious question, okay? I know you're just joking. Do you think 16th Street Mall will ever come back to what it was one time?
Not if we keep being... No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think that we have the people that are going to address the real problem enough to revitalize it. I just don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. I don't know.
And the longer it goes, the less likely it is for it to happen.
But man, they put a lot of money in it. I didn't know they spent that much money.
I didn't either. I thought they just spent like 10, 15 million. $175 million?
And listen, it's not just it's not us saying it. I mean, you guys got to realize, don't like get all weird with this. I mean, this the whole entire, well, all the restaurants wrote a letter and said, please, yeah, help. We're going under. I mean, this, yeah, is not working. So
we have to leave. Yeah, we cannot maintain this. And then yesterday, they came back and asked for another $2 million. You just spent $175 million. $175. And you're in meetings yesterday talking about colors?
And two, hey, do you have some shoe polish?
Do I have shoe polish?
Yeah.
At home?
Can you bring it?
You mean
it
here?
Yeah, I was thinking we need to put California or bust on the Alice van.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. Put it on the windshield.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
I'll bring it in tomorrow for you. Yeah, good idea.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.